This is Suzanne Northup at Blog Talk Radio. When we are actually, today is April the 11th in 2011. I thought that was kind of like a cool thing. And I must share this information with everybody because I am thrilled. We have a gorgeous day in New York today. So this is a novel idea in the Northeast, and we're, I'm sure we're all really ready to get into the fever, as they say, right around the corner. So there's that. And there's a few just other like little note things I just want to mention here. Just really, really quick, I know I didn't have a chance to thank all the folks at my events in Mexico. That was really wonderful, and thank you for your gracious hospitality for those of you that are tuning in, and please excuse my bad Spanish, but working through it, so that was really, really nice. And then I did another wonderful weekend in Connecticut. Again, I want to thank everybody who turned out. It was phenomenal numbers, and we really, really had a great time. My first time in Cromwell, and I must say that it will not be my last. And they asked me if I'm coming back there in the fall. I'll definitely be back there in the fall. And as you always know, you know, my newsletter usually comes out at the beginning of the month, but I let people know throughout the month where I'm going to be. And some of you who know this, who have emailed my assistant, yes, this week I will be in Den Haag, which is right outside of Amsterdam, for an event, for an expo over the weekend, and then I'll be in London the following week. So looking forward to meeting some of you at the expo, because we've already gotten some really, really nice emails that have come in. So that's really, really cool. My guest is somebody that you'll know is not only familiar to me, but I've had her on the show before, and needless to say, everybody loves her, and it was really important to have her back. Of course, it's been springtime, and I knew that was really, really important. She's also, her book just came back out in paperback. We had her on when the book came out in the hardcover, so I really wanted to have her come back on the show and talk more about the book, some of the things that are coming up, and I'm going to let her tell you about some special things directly that all of you can get right directly from her. But my special guest is Dr. Judith Orloff. I'm going to open up with this wonderful quote: "You possess an intuitive intelligence so powerful it can help you heal, relieve stress, and find emotional freedom." That's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about her book, Emotional Freedom, which is now in paperback, Liberate Yourselves from Negative Emotions and Transform Your Life. Bestseller author of Positive Energy. I don't even need to tell you that everybody who knows Judith's work is what she does, and that is what she's really, really good about. And I have to tell you, for me, and I didn't share this with her, but we'll talk a little bit about this. For me, when I had her on the last show, it was really quite wonderful and special, because when you do what I do, talking to dead people, and when you did this as a child, and in her own personal experience, being highly, highly, highly sensitive, you know, it's not always an easy road. So it was actually, for me, it was really quite special to have her share that process of what, you know, what she went through, and what I went through. So it was kind of really nice, sort of like coming from her. She is an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA, and author of New York Times and international bestseller, as we all know, Emotional Freedom, plus, of course, Positive Energy. Her whole, and we'll let her talk about it, but her whole thing is synthesizing the pearls of traditional medicine with what we know, the new way of many people, not many, but certainly where she knows within her profession is really important to combine the intuition, energy, and spirituality to achieve this process of what we talk about, physical and emotional healing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Judith Orloff.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You're very welcome. So just really quick here, you know, you can find out, by the way, all Dr. Orloff's information, Judith Orloff information, by going to her website, which is drjudithorloff, ORLOFF.com. She's got a lot of things coming up here, but one of the things she's got coming up here in L.A. is May 15th, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and she's going to be at Echelon in October, and we'll definitely plug that event when we get closer to it in the fall, so that she will be able to know that, you guys will know that she sort of be there. So, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about Well, first of all, let's talk about what your definition is of emotional freedom. What is, why you wrote it? What was the word? What's your whole premise on why you did this and why you said those particular words? And then we're going to talk about some specials that everybody has a chance of getting.
Well, you know, I'm both a psychiatrist and an intuitive, and what I wanted to write in emotional freedom was to give people options other than just traditional psychiatry for dealing with emotions from a spiritual, intuitive, and energetic standpoint, because I have never been taught that in my psychiatric training at UCLA and at USC Medical School. I was never taught the spirituality of emotions or the deeper meaning of emotions. I was never taught how to tune into intuition to find that and how to help people activate their intuition in service of finding their own inner power and answers. You see, because if you don't have that piece when you're dealing with life and all the ups and downs of life, you're going to be trying to deal with emotions just from the mind, and that's never going to work. Because the whole thing, I mean, as I know you believe, it's human beings having a spiritual experience. And everything,
yes,
including our emotional life, is in service to that. And so I combine traditional medical science and everything I learned there during all my training, you know, with, you know, what I've learned as an intuitive and practicing energy medicine, you know, in the book, to be able to give people tools to be able to deal with their emotions in quite different ways than, you know, what I was taught in medicine. And so I combine,
right,
everything, you know, in order to give people more tools, and also how to deal with emotional vampires, the people who can suck your energy dry unless you intuitively identify them and then have strategies in order to deal with them, such as limit setting and protection and all that. So that's part of emotional freedom, is learning how to deal with emotional vampires. That's a key living skill.
And what I think is so important, and you know it's important, and it's like, you know, we, you know, and I mean, as you know, specifically in your profession, is that we're not compartments. You know, we are this mind, body, and spirit. And most doctors deal with us in compartments. And you well know that you can't heal a compartment. You have to have a kind of a total whole. So I think that that's probably been very important in terms of how you've bridging all this healing connections with, as you would say, your intuition, the energy, and the physical and emotional states. It's all that, the blending of those to make it really work.
It has to, because otherwise you're only treating, let's say, the biochemistry, but you're not treating the energy or the spirit or other aspects. You see, I look at, you know, these divine bodies we're given as teachers, and part of the teaching is how to deal with our emotions. I look at emotions as energy, and so if you were to take away the name to emotions, such as you didn't know the word fear or anxiety or anger, but you just felt them as energy. Now, part of what I'm teaching in the book is how to deal with those energies and transform them so they don't get you. Now, it's really a skill in learning to work with emotional energy more than anything else. Now, as well as how to harness your biology. I think there's a big plus to learning how to turn off your fight or flight fear response. I mean, that's a basic emotional skill I talk about in the book, too. How do you turn off the fight or flight fear response with all those stress hormones rolling around in your system to create, through meditation, through walking, through nature, through breathing, through exercise, the relaxation response, you know, which gets all those blissful endorphins going, which is what you want. You see, so they're biological skills for emotional freedom. But, you know, there's also so many more, you know, in terms of spiritual skills and being able to tune in. I mean, one thing I always do with my patients and readers, you know, and in everything I've ever written, is teach them how to tune in with their intuition to any situation and not just assess it with their mind. Because if you assess it with your mind, you're never going to get to the whole truth of the situation. The mind can only see so much. Now, the mind can never know God. Never. Never. However you define God or spirit. The mind just, you know, you could think it's a good idea. But spiritual experience is intuitive and energetic, and it comes from your heart. And you must be able to open up your energetic channels in order to have that very personal, intimate experience with spirit. Otherwise, in the middle of the night, when your mind is rolling around with all that worry, nothing's going to help you. You know, you're going to have to, that experience has to be real to you. It can't be just something intellectualized. You know, I'm sure everybody knows that. I hope so.
Well, you're certainly talking to a good audience here because, you know, my audience, they certainly know that. But one of the things, you know, besides the obvious that the book is so powerful is that you really do this. And it's admirable because you really do, Judith, give people tools that they can use, because what happens is, as you well know, because you know you're in this profession for a long time, is that you're right, it can't be intellectualized. People really need to have very solid tools that they can use to help, as you would say, to liberate them through this process or give them all these different possible ways of doing it. You want to give like an example? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll give you an example from my life that just happened where I practice the principles of this book. I read Emotional Freedom. When I'm on my book tour, I read it as a reference in order to remind myself, you know, which is great, you know, because I wrote it for myself just as much as I wrote it for anybody else. But part of, you know, one premise of emotional freedom, one truth, is not to engage dark energy. Do not engage it, whether it's an emotional vampire, whether it's more extreme than that, but you have to stay centered, not give it any juice, and not engage it, all right? And I had a very difficult experience in my life just this week. I was tired from a book tour. I had gone to my acupuncturist's office, so I was in a state from the treatment, and I go into the parking lot, and I had accidentally parked behind this pickup truck, and the guy got so irate, he tried to attack me, where he started grabbing onto the car and was wanting to, you know, I believe harm me. And I just looked at him and said, no. And I put my foot, floored the, you know, the gas pedal, and he was holding on to the car as I was just jamming out of there. You know, but I did not engage that. I knew well, I've trained myself, you know, not to engage dark energy. And I believe that's what saved me, you know, with the training that I, you know, put forth in the book. And what I practiced myself, I knew not to engage it. I wasn't going to talk to it. I wasn't going to control it. I wasn't going to have compassion for it at the moment, and I did later. But I just was going to get out of there. You see, and so, you know, that's just one example in my life that happened where I believe it saved my life.
I have no doubt that it is, because I've been in not similar but sort of situations like that. But it's very true. You have to be very, very proactive. Real quick again, the book is Emotional Freedom. It just came out in paperback. You can find out everything of where Dr. Orloff is by going to her website, which is drjudith Orloff, O-R-L-O-F-F. And I will tell you, and I know she's got a lot of wonderful things coming up in May. I know she's going to be in an event in L.A. We'll talk about that. And she's going to be at Echelon in October, which, of course, is always, always very, very cool. And I love this quote, you know, you possess an intuitive intelligence so powerful it can help you heal, release stress, and find emotional freedom, which is obviously everything that we're talking about here. Just real quick here, the phone number to call is 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785. Yes, I will be doing messages later on in the show just to kind of remind everybody. And if you're on the line, I would say stay on it now because you probably won't get a space if you leave, so to speak. So, when you're on book tour and you do, you know, your workshops, you obviously give a lot of these, you know, these ways, similar to what you're just talking about, to give people some guidance that they can actually use in their own life.
Absolutely. And one of the things I stress in the book is that the different emotional types. And one of the emotional types is the emotional empath. The emotional empath is an emotional sponge, somebody who is very sensitive and intuitive and open, but tends to absorb the negative energy of the world and takes on that stress in their bodies and tends to get exhausted from it. And I'm an emotional empath, so I practice protection and setting limits and boundaries all the time. But for everyone on the spiritual path and opening up more who's very sensitive, who's an emotional sponge, you need to learn certain strategies. And so in the book, I provide those strategies throughout And I practice them in my life. And on book tour, of course, you know, it's very strenuous. And so
Very, yes. I know it all too well. People that have never been it, they have no idea how strenuous it is. And you're right, their energies and pulling people, pulling on you and all that other kind of stuff that goes along with it. But you're right, that's really the tool to use it. And I think it's interesting because, you know, I also, of course, talk about this in my lectures and workshops, and I was actually talking about that, and I call them sponge people. I mean, you know, their impact, but literally I call them sponge people, and people that, you're right, that are sensitive, especially, you know, if you're opening up, and as you well know, in your workshops, they're opening up, in me, they're opening up because they're dealing, you know, with the grief of that person that's lost. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and you're right, they really need to have those tools so they don't take that stuff on, because it does mentally and emotionally and physically really drain you.
Exactly, and the lesson is you can help people without taking on their stuff. And so, you know, what I stress in the book is you don't want to take on people's energy. You don't want that. That's not positive, and plus it's none of your business, and I say that respectfully.
Right, not yours, right.
Mm-hmm. You have to let people go through their own stuff, but you can help them by creating a very positive, heart-centered presence and using your intuition. But that doesn't mean absorbing. So when I get in front of an audience and there's all kinds of energies coming at me, and as an intuitive, I can feel them. I have a very sensitive body, you know, so I have to take good care of it. But I can feel all that energy coming at me, and so I've trained myself not to absorb it, so I can go out on the road and I can, you know, be around groups of people, large groups of people, without taking on their stuff. And this is a tool that I talk about in emotional freedom. How do you do that? I mean, just one very simple tool is learning that no is a complete sentence. You know, being able to say no. You know, mm-hmm. You have to learn this, you know. As hard as it is for people, you
right.
must.
Right, but it's true, you're right.
You must, if you know, no, I'm so sorry, I wish I could, but I can't. But it's how you transmit the no that makes all the difference. You know, if you say it in a punishing way, of course, that's not going to come off well. But if you say it in a very loving way with a positive energy, so it rides on that energy, you know, it's like a gift, you know, where people, you know, are surprised, you know, because you're so loving, but you're saying no. But you have to learn how to say no to protect your energy. And then, you know, you have to set limits on time management in terms of, you know, for me as an empath, how much time I'm going to be with people, how much time I'm going to be alone. You know, on the book tour, I was meditating, practicing my 3-minute meditation, you know, before I go on stage or, you know, in the beginning of my day so I could come from a very energetically centered place instead of, you know, a tired place. If I'm tired and I meditate for 3 minutes, it replenishes my energy very quickly, as I've trained myself to do this, to go in and tap into my energy and also the energy of source to replenish quickly. You know, that's part of the warrior. That's part of emotional freedom, is to learn how to bring yourself back quickly. And that's, you know, part of the tools that I present, you know. And everyone, you know, look at life as a laboratory to practice all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I always said a long time ago that you cannot be intuitive or psychic 24 hours a day because you would go mad. However, you can be in alignment with God and spirituality 24 hours a day, and that's the difference.
Oh, yes, yes. And,
yeah.
And you know, part of being an empath, too, I want to say, is a positive aspect. You know, I'm sitting here now looking at the ocean in Southern California, and I'm taking in the energy of the waves and the beautiful nature and the seagulls and the, you know, the power of nature, and I'm able to absorb it into my body, which is such a gift, you know. So emotional empathy, you know, in the book I talk about is a gift, but you want to protect it. You know, you don't want to let people run all over it or trample it.
Well, you want to always protect your gifts, right?
Yeah, you
always want to protect your gifts,
them,
yes.
And not everyone's going to understand them. You know, so you have to be very discerning who you share with and, you know, have a very loving circle of like-minded people to help you, or at least one like-minded person that you can talk to. You know, but just don't be on your own with it because, you know, I get so many emails from people who read the book and said, oh, my God, now I know what I am. I'm an empath. I thought I was crazy. You know, that's because traditional psychiatry doesn't have a name for it because they don't believe in subtle energies. You see, but once you know, I have a quiz in the book. Are you an emotional empath? Here are the signs. You know, here are some of them. Have you been labeled as overly sensitive all your life? You know, yes or no. You know, do you like to take your own car places so you don't get stuck? That's an empath. Do you replenish yourself in quiet places and get overwhelmed by crowds? You know, that's an empath. You know, are you very sensitive to noise, smells, and excessive talking? You know, that's an empath. So take the quiz, see if you're an empath, and then practice the principles, the strategies, and build up your energy so that you're not exhausted or sick all the time. Because empaths have all these mystery symptoms. They get fibromyalgia, they get chronic fatigue, they're tired, they're depressed, because they're absorbing everything from the world, which is filled with all that energy. And of course, you know, you go into a shopping mall, oh my God, you know, if you're an empath and you know the emotions those people are feeling, you know, in terms of energy fields were overlapped. So
overlapped, yes.
Totally overlapped. So the empath who doesn't know they're an empath goes in there and gets whomped by all these energies and doesn't know how to handle them and feels like a wreck but doesn't know why. You see, but so that's what I'm explaining in the book. If you're an empath, this is what you are, this is how you handle it, and this is what's happening. And once an empath knows that, they're on their way to
that
empowerment.
Helps them out.
Yeah, to empowerment, which is the point.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Judith Orloff. The book is called Emotional Freedom. It is now in paperback. You can go to her webpage, drjudithorloff.com. You'll see all the things that are going on. She's got YouTube stuff. She's got stuff from her PBS special. She's been on Dr. Oz. She is obviously, you're right, you're not only special in what you do, but you're right, there's a lot of people in your field that do not do it. And God knows we could use a few more of them. We'll take a quick break. This is Suzanne Northrup at Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
Visit Suzanne's website, www.theseance.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter, www.theseance.com.
Welcome back. It's Suzanne Northrup at Blog Talk Radio with my special guest, Dr. Judith Orloff, and the book is Emotional Feeling. By the way, her other book, best-selling author of Positive Energy, was that your first book, Judith? I'm trying to remember if that was your first one or not.
No, my first book was Second Sight, which was my memoir.
Second Sight, right.
As a psychic child and triumphs and how I got
right
into medicine.
Right, because I knew it was before this one, and that book came out, and needless to say, you know, all of her books do very, very well, and they do very well because, number one, she is able to share with people wonderful information. Number one, you just say, to know that they're not nuts, and that they know that they can go to somebody who is qualified and professionally, but it steps over a whole other range of a lot of people that do within her profession, and that's I always will honor you for that, because that always takes a very bold step for somebody to do that, because as you well know, there were people of your profession that locked away people for having just exactly what you talk about, that, you know, being an empath and being sensitive and all of those things that are extremely real and very much a part of many people. So when you talked about some of the tools, and I remember reading somewhere in your book the passage of when you had to do something sort of similar, proactive, like when the kids were like going after your car or taking the radio out of your car, or I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but it was another thing. It was just like you just went and sort of like did it and not let them do what they wanted to do.
Yeah, that's the point. You don't engage the negative energy. If you're with an emotional vampire, let's say someone who's criticizing you or controlling you or being a victim, or a drama queen, whatever they're doing, and they're different types of emotional vampires, you don't want to engage it. You don't want to take it in. You just want to be a neutral screen that deflects it so you don't give them any juice. You know, this is a basic skill of emotional freedom. You don't engage negative energy. And that means don't ruminate on fear. That means don't ruminate about the news on the cable stations and stay glued to them, you know, addictively
right.
glued to that.
Yes.
It has all kinds of ramifications. If you see something terrifying on the news, don't give it any mileage. Don't focus on it as much. Focus on something positive. You know, focus
or turn
on,
it off.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Turn it off. Don't stay
right.
glued
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because fear on a psychic level is extremely seductive. It has a powerful energy, and everybody needs to know that. And so you have to make a choice not to be seduced by it. And when I say don't engage dark energy, I mean on the news, anywhere. But you have that has to be like a life skill. You know, you have to learn, don't engage dark energy. You know, it's very seductive. It's wily. You know, it wants to get you in there. So it can seduce you and then sap you. And if you don't give it anything, it won't be interested in you. You know, and people always say, well, what about all these dark spirits or these things on my, you know, near my bed when I go to sleep, you know, or scary this, scary that. Don't give it any energy. Yep. They really don't, they won't like you anymore. They don't care about you. They get energy by you giving it to them with your fear. Fear feeds negative energy, you know, whether it's your controlling mother-in-law or whether it's some negative force at the end of your bed. It all works the same.
It all works the same. Yeah, and I'm really glad that you say that because a lot of times people tell me, you know, they'll say to me all the time about how, you know, they're around them and they can't get rid of them and, you know, and I say exactly the same thing you say, like, you don't give them any energy. If you don't want them around, then don't give them any energy. Don't tell me you don't want them around because you've got to be giving them energy because they can't be existing without the energy. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. It's a contradiction of terms.
Yeah, exactly. And your energy is precious. You don't want to be giving it to things that, you know, to anything that isn't honoring your energy. You don't want to be sapped. And there are a lot of potential forces in life that can sap you. And part of that could be your own head, you know, the negative things that you say in your own head, you know, or, you know, consistent fear, worry, anxiety that isn't being dealt with in terms of using some strategies to transform it. You know, a lot of times, I mean, this is why I wrote the book, is people don't know how to do it. And I understand that. And it is very challenging, this life. I know these emotions are intense, and they can be terrifying, and the darkness can be terrifying. I know that. And it is. I mean, there are literal dark energies that are terrifying. You know, the man who attacked me, the look on his face and his energy was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one aspect of life. You know, that's only one. I mean, they're beautiful, positive, light energies also. You see, so you have to learn how to embrace that and say no to the dark. That's, you know, we're talking sort of in metaphysical terms, but this is the essence of how to deal with, you know, with emotions. These are the same principles. You know, you want to develop what's positive and beautiful and loving in yourself and intuitive, wildly intuitive, and don't let anyone ever stop you with that, you know. But you also need to learn how to handle the darker energies. You know, whether it's your own fear, your own anxiety, you know, whether it's an emotional vampire, whether it's something, you know, on the etheric planes. It's all, you know, emotional freedom. I wanted to address it all, you know, because I see it all as being congruent and related.
And they are. Because you're right. It does really break down to energy, and it doesn't really matter, you know, negative energy is negative energy, and it just doesn't matter on what level it comes from.
Right, and you have to learn how to be centered, and if you're not centered, to bring yourself back to center. And there's a 3-minute meditation I have in the book. I practice all the time. I mean, I was asked in an interview, what's one health practice you can't live without? And it was a 3-minute meditation where you just breathe, you relax the body, you center yourself, and you focus on the heart chakra, which is in the middle of the chest, and it's the center for unconditional love. You put your hand over your heart. That's very soothing. If your anxiety is building, if you're getting afraid, just put your hand over your heart chakra in the middle of the chest. Take a few deep breaths and visualize your energy coming back in your body, that it's not being dispersed outside of the body. You know, bring everything together towards center. and begin to practice that meditation over and over again so you get used to bringing yourself back again to you. Most people don't know that skill. They don't know how to calm themselves down. You know, once the anxiety or the stress gets rolling, the stress owns them because they don't know how to bring themselves back, you see. So that's one skill of emotional freedom, too, is how to bring yourself back. Now, I practice Taoism, a form of Taoism. My teacher is Taoist, and part of our basic practice for that I've been practicing for 25 years is to bring yourself back to center amidst chaos. You see, in the world, the middle path is going out in the world. It's not being in the monastery. It's being on the streets, you know, and
mm-hmm.
doing whatever
right.
you do
right.
and practicing there. And that's kind of the standpoint I come from in the book is how do you use these techniques in everyday life with everyday circumstances.
Right, because it's those everyday circumstances where something catches on fire, and at that moment, everybody could remain as calm as they could be and singled out in the line, 95% of the people would get out without problems. But because, you're right, you feed into the fear, they get, you know, they go off the edge, and the results is usually never good.
Yeah,
never good.
So everyone, even if you don't know how to do it at this point, you can just start today practicing some of these strategies, just 3-minute meditation and focusing on your heart. You can practice just today, just right now, you know, after the show, practice it. You know, read the book, practice it. You know, just begin from step one. I mean, I love the beginner's mind. I love, you know, when you know you don't know anything and you just are willing to learn. Now, that's what I love, is to approach each day like that, and with each of these techniques, approach it from that. Because, you know, we try and learn things, and we gain a certain mastery, but really, we don't know very much. We can only hope that Spirit will teach us what we need to know, and you can, you know, develop certain strategies, such as what I'm suggesting in the book, and, you know, you keep moving toward the light that way, and that's the direction you want to go.
So
you don't want to go the other way.
No, we definitely don't want to go the other way. That is for sure. Now, I know with your book just coming out here in paperback, I know that you had offered some specials, and you know, I'd love to be able to, turn you know the listening audience on to some of the things that you think that you know that they could go ahead to in order to get the book or what. What were some of the things that you were giving with some of your specials of the paperback book coming out, Judith?
Well, on my website, which is drjudithorloff.com, you can get if you get the paperback book, which is about $9 from Amazon, and then come back to the website, you can get over 100 free gifts. I'm giving away free intuition videos, audios, a beautiful call with Dr. Bruce Lipton. Dr. Michael Beckwith is giving away a gift that you can download, all downloadable gifts. On my website, Dr. Daniel Amen, Marcy Shymoff, Joe Vitale, Bruce Lipton, you know, so many of my wonderful friends and supporters. You can download all of that with the $9 purchase of the book on Amazon or any online bookseller or anywhere, really. Just put in the receipt wherever you get the book, and then you can get all the gifts. So it's really fun, and it's drjudithorloff.com. On the homepage, there's a link that you could just click on and get everything.
Right. It's right on the front page, and you'll see it says, you know, get the new emotional freedom paperback plus 100 free gifts. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. You get the book, which is just going to pay for itself, by one chapter of reading, you know, to help yourself. If, like I said, is nothing else, just being an empath, and just if you are an empath, and if you do pick up things that I know the people that are what I call them sponge people, but they're pretty much the same, where they pick up things, they walk into the room and they don't know, you know, all the different ways and tools that they can actually sort of shut the door on it. And you're right, it does create tremendous problems mentally and emotionally of people for that. So anybody that even has take Judith's quiz, if you have a sense about that, then you know you immediately. By itself, you'll get the paperback, but then you get a lot of these, you know, these downloaded, which are wonderful. And I know that I had, you know, quite a few people from my newsletter who did it, and they said it was well worth it. And these are people who'd already had the book, but they wanted it in paperback because, needless to say, the big book is a little heavy to carry around.
Yeah, I love paperback for that reason, because you can carry it with
you. Yeah, I do too. It's easy to sort of like pick up. So I know you have some things coming up really, really soon. You're going to be in L.A. in May.
Yes, I'm going to be at a place called Beit Teshuva Recovery Center. It's a recovery center for drugs and alcohol for inmates coming out of out of prison, and it's also a huge, large community for the recovery community. And anyways, I'm giving a talk and a book signing and a brunch on May 15th at Beit Teshuva, and that's on my website too, drjudithorloff.com. And then the one weekend I give each year, as an empath, I can't really give too many weekends because I get too tired from it.
But, yeah, no, they take a lot out of you, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the weekend of October 28th through 30th at Esalen Institute in Big Sur on the power of intuition and emotions to heal. And you can check that out on my website too, drjudithorloff.com, under the lecture schedule. And the space is limited for that, so I'm encouraging people to register early for that workshop.
Okay. Now, I know, are you going to be coming back east here again? Because I know you were just here not too long ago. And I think you don't lecture at Omega. What's the other one you lecture at that's back here? The other one that's up in Lenox, Mass? You were there?
No, I'm not. So far, I have no plans. My only weekend is at Esalen in Big Sur. But I'm sure next year I will be back. I think maybe at West Hartford Yoga again, where I'm going to give a weekend. Somewhere in the Northeast, which will be great, and I'm sure I'll be coming back to New York. I always do. I come back about two or three times a year to New York. So check out my schedule and join my newsletter there. You can get a free newsletter if you put your email address in, and you can get all kinds of information and then also about my workshops if you're interested what the dates are.
Yeah, and definitely do check out. She's got right on the front page of her webpage, questions on how to transfer fear. She's got a little clip there, of course, a YouTube clip. You can see a lot of her clips from Good Day New York, from, Good Health America. She, of course, was on Dr. Oz's show. And so, needless to say, there's a lot of wonderful things that you can go check out Dr. Orloff's site and get the book. Get a lot of these downloadables, and I think that there's always a time in our life that these are important things to do, especially if you're going through whatever issues in your life. But I happen to be a big person that I love certain times of the year for beginnings, and spring is a great one. So as you're coming into spring, and some of these things that you want to be working on, that you're, like you're saying, you've been hitting some crossroads here, or you've been hitting some walls, and it's like you just need a little extra to take you over the tip. I'm sure you get a lot of wonderful, wonderful thoughts and ideas, and the different ways to do this transformation with Dr. Judith Orloff's book. So, any final words that you would love to share with the listening audience before we take off?
Well, I just want to say that you are incredibly magnificent, beautiful beings and spiritual beings with incredible intuition, and don't let anyone ever take that away from you. You always believe in yourself and keep moving towards the light, and believe that there's so much more than the material world also. Always every day have that awareness and integrate it all and just, come into your magnificence.
That's so true, and I'm really glad that you said that, because that's something that I try to remind everybody that I talk. It's true. Every one of you are special, and every one of you have all different levels of gifts and abilities. And you're right. Protect those gifts because they are special. This has been wonderful. Of course, you can always download all of my shows. Anything that you missed, or if you want to go back and listen to it again, it is downloadable. And like I said, go check out her site, and you'll see a lot of wonderful things there between YouTubes and the gifts and stuff. This has always been my pleasure, Judith, always.
Oh, I'd love talking to you again, Suzanne.
All right, you do take care. We're going to take a quick break. Like I said, go to Dr. Judith Orloff, drjudithorloff.com. You can check out all her upcoming things. And if you are really, really serious about doing a weekend workshop, as you know, Esalen is a wonderful place by itself. And this is something you really, really seriously do. Don't wait, because I do know that these things fill up very fast with her. We'll take a quick break. And again, thank you very much for being my guest.
You're welcome.
Visit Suzanne's website, www.theseance.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter, www.theseance.com.
Welcome back. It's Suzanne Northup at Blog Talk Radio on 4/11/11. Welcome to all you Easterners to spring here. So let's get to the phones and let's see if we can get some readings going over here. Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne.
Hello?
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 Hi. Who am I talking to, please?
This is Vince, calling from Los Angeles.
Hey. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
So,
I always love your energy. I love listening to you. I was just wondering if what messages you get for me, especially for finances and job.
Okay. Well, that's not really generally the area that I go into, Vince. I usually, you know, my obviously my special thing is connected with people that have crossed over. That's kind of really what my special.
Both my father and my grandfather have crossed over to the other side, and I always feel the presence around me.
Yeah, well, you should, because that's their way of letting you know they're on. I'm going to give you one quick message from them, Vince. First of all, I have to tell you, I'm hearing an honoring of your name, which means your first or middle is passed down from that side of the family. So I don't know if it's from your dad or from your grandfather, but that's how they let me know that they're coming through.
Wow, all right? Okay.
All right, and I would just tell you really quick, you know what? You just need to do some more listening. You keep doing your listening, and I think that you'll come up with some real inventive ways of directions in your life. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Vince, you have a great, great night, okay?
You too, thanks.
Take care. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I talking to, please?
My name is Deanna, how are you?
Okay, Deanna, how are you tonight?
Oh, happy.
Good. happy is good.
I don't have internet, but I saw that you had Dr. Jake today, and I'm going to call him. Reminded me to do that. Thank you for, you know, taking my call, and thank you for the great program. Dr. Judith, I went through so much over the past 4 years, 3 years, and, you know, I'm done with it. Things are looking much better. But how do I get rid of everything that's negative and, you know, erode all those bad things from myself?
Mm-hmm. Well, my suggestion is certainly check out, you know, Dr. Orloff's book. You can go to her webpage, which is, I told you, which is drjudithorloff.com, and check her out, and you not only can get her book, but you can definitely, there's a lot of downloadables, so you can go there, and as she said, like, there's the 3-minute meditation that you can do, and there's a lot of things that you really can proactively do to really help yourself in your journey. So just keep up the good work, and life really is a journey, and life really is a process, and we just have to keep working at it. All right?
In a way, I sort of dozed off as I was listening. I love the music. What can you tell me for me? Any spirit that comes through with a message?
Well, the only to be honest, the only person I'm actually picking up with you is a female vibration on your mother's side, and I'm tending to think I'm not even sure it's your mom. To be honest with you, it feels like it might be your mother's mother or aunt on that side of the family, who's coming, and it feels like she's been gone a long time. So I'm definitely getting her presence around you very strong.
Any message?
The message
I
just getting.
My grandmother lived with us when I was, you know, young.
Wrong, yes. Well, that was the sense that I got, is that this woman was a grandmother and that she was with you when you were very, very young. And that was just, I got the sense of just her presence around you. And quite honestly, when you're feeling some of these moments, just, you know, just sit into your center and you keep your door open and know that she's around you. You know, they still have to do their thing, but when we sort of ask for that help, we'll get that door open to us.
Okay.
Okay. You have a great night now.
Thank you
very much. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Be well. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Who am I talking to, please?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. And who would you like me to connect with, please?
My grandfather.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this really quick, Jessica. Is this your mom's dad?
Yes.
Okay. I felt like I was on mother's side of the family. Now, I'm going to ask you, when he comes through here, interesting enough, really, really strong, I have to ask you this, please. Was he kind of like a father to you?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, because it's interesting because I know you said grandfather, but I keep hearing him in my ears say father. So I have to take it to be quite literal that is what, you know, what he identified himself with you or really obviously felt that he was for you. His passing not only was very difficult for you, to be quite honest with you, but I get that this was also really hard on your mom.
Very hard on my mother and myself,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I really got the sense that they were really, really close. Now, I'm also hearing him say to me, Jessica, again, I'm going to assume he's making reference about your mom. He's talking about having a brother. Now, is he talking about your mother having a brother, please, or you, may I ask?
Yeah, yes, my mother has a brother.
Okay, and obviously he's still living?
Yes.
Okay, because there's another male that comes with your grandfather who's also passed. And I don't know if this is the... But it also feels to me like it might have been an uncle or a brother. It might be on the other side of the family, but it definitely is of that peer level.
My cousin, my uncle's son just passed.
Oh, then he's coming with your grandfather. Yeah, because they're telling me that this was an extremely intense passing.
It absolutely was.
It's an extremely intense passing. So you need to know that Grandpa was there to bring him over, okay?
Okay,
and you need to pass it on to your mom because definitely from what I'm gathering connected to them, this did a really major, major upset in the family.
It absolutely was, and I will tell her. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now, I also will tell you this, please. He does come as a cousin, and often cousins I will feel like brothers in the family. So, but he is definitely talking about having a strong connection to you as well.
Yes.
Yes. Now, this was a fast passing, Jessica.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm here and I'm gone.
Yes.
And again, it comes as what I would call a very freak or fluke or whatever passing. But I will tell you, he shows me the upper part of his body, so I'm going to take it to be that's what was going on with him. And I'm gathering he also knew this grandfather from what I'm gathering, although I'm getting he was closer to you because of the physical proximity, but there was also a connection to this young man as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
He passed 8 months. My grandfather passed 8 months before my cousin did, and he took his own life.
Well, then that's why it's so intense. Yeah,
yes.
That makes an awful lot of sense. Now, there's one other person who's also showed up, who's also a very, very strong connection here. There's a dog at my foot. So,
my parents' dog passed the day after my grandfather died.
Well, he's coming with the dog. So I want you to know that they're all coming together, one very strong, significant, happy family.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome, Jessica. You have a great night and a great welcoming spring to yourself, all right?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, and take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's just see here. Hello, this is Suzanne. You're on the air, please.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Suzanne. Who's this, please?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm just happy that I got through with you.
Well, then that's very, very good, yes, because most of the lines are full. I think I might have a couple of empty that somebody want to just want to try to also quick call in here. So who would you like me to connect with, Rachel?
My father.
Okay, I was going to say, because this is a very, very strong male presence that's coming through, so I took this to be your dad. Now, first thing I'm going to tell you from your father, very loud and very clear, Rachel, is that you most definitely were daddy's girl.
I hope so.
Yes, you most definitely were daddy's girl. And he says, never doubt for a moment that you weren't daddy's girl. Now, when he comes through, first of all, I'm going to tell you this, please. I'm going to gather from the way he comes through, Rachel, really, really strong here, that your papa must have been ill because he seemed to know he was going to pass.
Yeah, my pappy's sick now. He's very sick. But my dad passed away when I was younger. I wanted to know if he's there with my Aunt Karen and his mom.
He is definitely very busy, and he passed before them because said I was the one that brought everybody over.
Yeah, he was 28 when he passed away.
I just wanted
to know the truth.
Well, mm-hmm. So now you know why he is so strong around you. Now I'm going to gather that this is somebody else who's connected with him, unless this was him as well. Here, I want to know who was the heavy smoker.
You had said that last time. I know that he smoked, but he didn't, I don't know. I know that he smoked cigarettes, but that was about it.
Okay, well, then that's probably what I'm picking up, because, like I said, even if somebody doesn't pass from that, it's not uncommon for me to pick that up connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll identify by a whole kind of different, you know, litany of ways. And obviously, in his particular case, this is sort of how he identifies. But I will tell you here that I know you were definitely daddy's girl, and I definitely know that he watched you grow up from where he was. That I can tell you without a question. Yes.
That's
yes.
Great.
Now, the aunt that passed, Rachel, is this connected to your mom?
No, it's actually his sister.
It's his sister. Okay. Does mother as well have a sister?
My nanny passed away, which was, I don't know that far back. I just wrote my pappy and I'd asked him to know the history about everyone. Because we were brought up in Connecticut and he passed away in Jersey, so.
Got it. Because it's interesting, because I'm getting another female that's connected to him. Now, it could be your grandmother, but
mm-hmm.
this feels like it might have been another aunt or something on one side of the family that also comes through very strong with him.
Oh, yeah, maybe my auntie, my mom's aunt. She might be over there, too. She was a
then
strong
that's who's coming lady. Through, yes, because this felt like this was on your mom's side. That's why I ask you. And I got a sense that your mother was very close to this woman.
Oh, my God, it is. It's auntie, yep. That was like her second mom.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I got like this woman had a very, very strong influence and connection to her in terms of either her rearing or I almost want to say she was like another mother or another almost like a person that filled that role in her life.
Yeah, he was actually the last person he talked to before he was killed.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
That would make an awful lot of sense why he would bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd make an awful lot of sense. So then I'm going to quickly ask you this, please. I don't know if he's talking about your mom after his passing. Who moved around a lot, Rachel?
We did.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me kind of like all over the place.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm definitely getting like all over the place. Yeah.
Yep. She moved us around a lot.
Yeah, well, that would be my guess from how he's telling me. But he's saying even though you moved around a lot, somehow you managed to keep it as t- together as you possibly could, Rachel. And I'm gathering that was a lot of honor to your father. And I also want to tell you this, and I'm going to assume that people have said this to you growing up, but you do have a lot of your father's blood. A lot of your father's blood.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No question here. Yes. And for the record, your father was a pretty handsome guy.
Yes, he was. You're hitting it right on the nail. He was. He was a good-looking man.
He said that's definitely a good-looking man. And like I said, I know his passing obviously had a major effect on everybody, very much you. But I this was hard on your mom too. Very hard on your mom.
Mm-hmm. She loved him.
I was gonna say they really really loved each other,
mm-hmm.
And those are always the hard ones, you know, when there's really such a strong love connection, and they most definitely had it, they most definitely had it, yes. Now there's one other last thing I'll mention here, and who is really talented or was really talented with her hands, Rachel?
As far as like drawing and so forth,
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it's creative stuff. I don't know if it was building stuff. But I'm definitely getting, you know, good with the hands.
Which child?
Yes, I don't know if he's talking about. Unless your dad's talking about himself, or he's talking about somebody else connected in the family.
I do hair and nails, and I draw and write.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Then he's probably talking about you. All right. As I said, it felt like either literally somebody worked with the hands or that the hands are really, really significant to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just his way of keeping an eye on you and being aware of all your kind of gifts and your talents.
That's great. I just want to make sure that he's proud of me, you know. That was it.
I don't even think you have to even question that, Rachel. I think he most definitely is. If he acknowledges you being, you know, I would say the apple didn't fall far, and you definitely got a lot of your daddy's blood. I would take that as a real significant in terms of your connection.
That was a beautiful thing that you said that I'm daddy's little girl, because I usually cry at night, and you answered that last time, and that's how I know that this is all for real. You know what I mean? This has to be real, because no one else. I don't talk to anyone else about things like that, you know what I mean? But when you had told me that, that hit my heart, so I knew that my dad was talking, and I just want to thank you. You at ease a lot of things. His birthday is this month, too. It's on the 22nd.
Oh, wow. Well, that's wonderful. Well, we'll definitely wish Dad a happy birthday and a happy connection to the both of you.
Thank you so much. And my
You're
sister,
well.
I actually try to get, like, a private family session, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to come see you. Yes.
Great.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, you know how to get in touch with me then, Rachel. You know how to, you know, you go to my website, SuzanneNorthup.com, and you'll get a hold of my assistant. And the 800 number there is always 888-692-8111 for the rest of your callers there. All right, Rachel, you have a great, great night, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless.
So I think we're not going to get to the rest of you, but when I look at the numbers, I jot them down. And for those of you that have called in, we always try to have you be the first persons the next time that we're on the air, which will be next month will be actually May the 9th. And I have a healer by the name of Ina Siegel, who's going to be on, who's from Australia, who's done some wonderful, wonderful healing work. And you'll definitely check her out because she's good. Go to my webpage again, SuzanneNorthup.com. See where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Den Haag this week. And I want to say hello to all of you out there. I want to give again my connections to thanking everybody in Connecticut for welcoming me. As always, what a wonderful, wonderful weekend it was. And like I said, check out all the places that I'm going to be coming up. I'll be back to Mexico again in June and a lot of other places that we're going to be coming into. So I want to thank you again.
As always.
I hope that everything you want may be yours.